Dry Slopes by Nick Ball. This week, Emma.
One thing that really gets my goat is telephone messages not getting passed on. Firstly, people think you're not returning their calls, which looks extremely rude. Secondly, if like me, you're unemployed, work from home, not getting a call can mean not getting a job. But most importantly, lack of communication can lead to misunderstandings, and misunderstandings can lead to war. So remember, always pass your telephone messages on. Otherwise, you could spark off a war. Obviously, that would be an extreme case. The answer, of course, is to install an answer machine. But that comes with its own hazards, as I discovered last summer when I got back from holiday.
Wow! 11 messages!
Hello, Poppet. Hope you had a lovely holiday. Sorry I'm not home to give you a hero's welcome. There's a scotch egg and half a cold potato in the fridge. That should see you through till Thursday. See you then. Bye.
Charming.
Hello, this is Husband's Harbour Benefit Office with a message for Mr. Dry. As you didn't come in and sign this week, we have had to close your claim.
What?
This means that you will no longer be entitled to benefit unless you come in and sign on again, okay?
Hello, this is Jane Kennedy from Steven Spielberg's office with a message for Angus Dry.
Ooh.
Once again, we cannot accept unsolicited material unless sent via an agent or lawyer. This is the sixth time you've sent us the same draft of your so-called screenplay. Make it the last. May we also advise you that in future, you invest in a typewriter rather than scrawling it illegibly in pencil.
How are they ever going to find any decent projects if they don't bother reading them?
Hi, it's Emma. How are you? Long time no see. I've got lots to tell you, so if you fancy a chin wag, give us a buzz. Bye.
Hello.
Hi. Me again. I hope you don't think it's too forward, but I've booked a table tonight at the Maharaja restaurant at 8 o'clock. Give us a buzz if there's any problems. Otherwise, see you there. Okay.
Shut.
Where are you? It's 9:30, for heaven's sake. I think you could have called rather than make me look like a total fool. Hey, I'm sorry. Look, I've had a little time to think about this and, well, maybe I overreacted a bit. In fact, it occurred to me that afterwards, maybe you didn't even get the message.
Phew.
So, why don't I pop round now and we can sort it all out?
Oh, no.
See you in a moment. 3/4 of an hour, I've been hammering at your door. I know you're in there, John.
John?
I said I was sorry about last night.
She's got the wrong number. 5 times.
Just answer the phone, John.
I'm not John.
John, answer the phone.
I just said I'm not John. Listen, won't you?
Right. If you don't get back to me by tomorrow, that's it.
Oh, no.
Well, you didn't get back to me, so I guess this is it.
You got the wrong number. You got the wrong number.
Goodbye, John.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Hello, this is Genoway's Neutering Services. I was wondering if you might have a dog that you wanted doing. I'll be in the area tomorrow, okay?
Bloody hell. Bloody hell. Oh, please answer, please. Hello? Is that the benefit office? Now, what's this about closing my claim? Angus Dry. I filled in a holiday form just a week ago. Well, make sure you do, otherwise I'll take it to Watchdog. And the same to you. Oh, there's still one more message.
Do you realise I killed myself just then and you still didn't call? Is that how much you care?
I hope Emma's okay. She was, without doubt, the most attractive girl in college. And to everyone's dismay, she had a particular soft spot for me. I think she appreciated my sense of humour. She'd only have to look at me and she'd have to be led away.
Hello?
There's an old adage, make a girl laugh and you're halfway into her knickers. With me, I find it's the other way round. Get halfway into her knickers and she laughs. It's most disconcerting. I tell you, that's the last time I wear a pair of girls' knickers. Since then, we've pretty much drifted apart. Whenever I contact her, it seems to be inconvenient. And organising a meeting with her is like negotiating a UN peace conference, as I discovered when I rang her up a couple of years ago.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Could I speak to Emma, please?
Yes, she's a bit busy at the moment.
Oh, it is rather urgent.
Hold on. Emma, I'm sorry.
Emma, it's Angus.
Oh, Angus, can I ring you back? I'm having a baby at the moment.
Having a baby? Ah, what are you going to call it? That's a lovely name. Anyway, this won't take a minute. How are you fixed for tonight? I wondered if you fancied coming round and joining me for a drink. Mum's already on the board. We were thinking of the Rat and Hedgehog.
No!
Red Lion, then? Oh, congratulations. Anyway, about tonight. Should I put you down as a maybe? But I thought, what the hell? That was years ago. Why not ring her up one last time? I've got nothing to lose. So I swallowed my pride, picked up the phone, and returned her calls. But guess what? I ended up getting her answer machine.
Hi, Emma here.
Oh.
I'm sorry I can't get to the phone at the moment. Please leave a message after the concerto.
One thing I cannot stand is long answer phone messages. Not only is it a waste of the phone bill, it also means you have to sit through the same tedious messages each time. Some frustrated performers seem to think it's an audition piece for their acting disabilities.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Hello, possums. I'm afraid I'm not in at the moment, but do leave a lovely little message for me after the tone.
Sorry we can't get to the phone. We might be out, we might be home. Please leave a message after the tone.
There's one couple I know whose marriage was breaking up when they recorded their message. Literally.
Hello. This is Brian Armstrong. I'm sorry. I can't get to the phone at the moment. If you'd...
For crying out loud!
Sorry.
I'm leaving you!
If you leave your name and number, I'll get right back to you. No. No, not that. Anything but that.
Hello? It's Angus here. I just wondered if you both fancied coming round for a couple's evening on Thursday, although perhaps you won't be able to make it. Give us a bell. Personally, I prefer to keep my messages formal and to the point.
Hello, Angus here. Sorry I'm not in at the moment. Unlike you, I lead a busy life. Please leave a message after the tone. By the way, when I said I'm not in, that's not an invitation to burglars to come and rob the place. For all you know, I could be standing right by the phone. Oh, if that's Jean, could you bring a lemon on Saturday?
It's amazing, isn't it? How you sound nothing like you think you do when you hear it back on tape. Here, I'll show you.
It's amazing, isn't it? How you sound nothing like you think you do when you hear it back on tape. Here, I'll show you.
Oh, I don't sound like that, do I?
Ooh, I don't sound like that, do I?
Stop it!
Stop it!
Oh, no way! That is not my voice.
Look, it's you, OK? Just accept it, you great screaming queen.
Oh, come on. You've been on that phone for over an hour. Has Emma's answer message still not come to an end?
Shh! Hello, Emma. It's Angus here ringing Friday at 11. Why don't my people get together with your people and perhaps we could arrange a meeting? Shall we say June's Pantry tomorrow at 4:30? Ciao.
Honestly, you talk to her answer machine more than you do to her.
Well, I find it listens to me more than most women. It doesn't interrupt, and as a matter of fact, I find it rather attractive. But Mum does have a point, though. It seems that more often than not, my and Emma's answer phones talk to each other more than we do. They'll probably end up having a relationship and running away together.
Oh, Panasonic Easy Call.
Oh, Modem Reader.
Will you marry me?
I will. Oh, you're fast-forwarded.
Yeah, sorry about that. I couldn't help myself.
My mum's really keen on Emma. You can tell she's got plans for the two of us, even though I haven't got a hope in hell of getting anywhere. It's amazing, isn't it, how mothers can put reality on hold when it comes to indulging their own fantasies.
She's a nice girl, Emma.
Yes.
You could do a lot worse than that. Nice, attractive lawyer, good childbearing hips, lovely ears. She might have tiny knees, but she's got a lovely face.
Mum.
She's not going to hang around forever, you know.
Mum, Emma's married to Hank, remember?
She's just playing hard to get.
What?
You don't know women like I do. She's trying to make you jealous.
Mum, they're married. They're moving to Mauritius and have a son called... Ah!
Oh, the length some women go. She's probably pining for you to call round on her.
I did, but she slammed the door in my face.
She's just playing games.
No, hang on, I haven't finished yet. Then she bolted the doors, set the dogs on me and said if I pester her again, she'll call the police.
And I thought romance was dead.
The same mistake that all parents seem to make is that they always try and mould their children into their own definition of what makes them happy, not what makes the kid happy. When I'm a dad, I'm going to try and encourage my kid to do what they want to do. All right, son. Can we have the telly off for a minute?
I want to hear football.
Just for a minute. So tell me, son, what do you want to do with your life? Never mind what I want. What do you want?
Nothing, really.
But what are your interests? What motivates you? What fires you up?
Oh, nothing. It's like slobbing around. We have the TV back on now.
But what are your hopes? Your dreams? What are your ambitions? Your plans?
Dad, will you stop trying to turn me into something that you want me to be?
What?
You want me to be someone who wants to do something with his life. I'm not like that. And another thing, what's with the northern accent?
Because I'm old. All old people have northern accents. I thought you knew that, lad.
Can we have the football back on now?
Well, if all you want to do with your life is slob around and eat crisps, then I would heartily encourage you to do so. And you are doing so. So, in many ways, you have already succeeded in life. Congratulations. I've already decided what I'm going to do in my life. Movies. I've been working on a screenplay for Spielberg for some years now. It's called Schindler's Other List. It's like Schindler's List, only with more gags. My favourite film of all has to be Star Wars. My favourite scenes are the battle sequences between Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker.
Luke, come and join me on the dark side of the Force.
Never!
There was something my old master, Obi-Wan, never told you.
I know about his piles!
No, something else. Piles, did you say?
Yes.
No, I am your father's sister's uncle's step-nephew.
What?
Don't you see? You and I are third-step cousins twice removed. Look. I took the liberty of bringing along the family tree.
Oh, that's convenient.
My wife and your step-great-grandfather were second cousins-in-law twice removed by marriage.
But that makes you and me sisters.
Does it?
I think so.
Actually, shall we just skip the plot and have some special effects?
Yeah. This lightsaber Ben gave me. It hasn't got any batteries. Have you got any HP7s?
Use the Force, Luke.
The Force?
Yes. Brute Force. Keep him in the ball.
Good idea.
Oh, that really hurt.
Steven Spielberg, please. Thank you. They're just getting him. Ooh, I feel a bit nervous. Come on, deep breaths, deep breaths. Hello, Steven. Oh, well, could I speak to Stephen, please? Just tell him it's Angus. No, it's all right. He'll know who it is. I sent him a letter. Oh. Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Okay, then. Bye. Apparently he's going to get back to me. Come on, then. Bullshitter. I still haven't got over what incredible inventions telephones are. You just dial a few digits, and within a matter of seconds, you can speak to anyone in the whole world. It makes you wonder how they used to cope in the olden days when they only had messengers.
Messenger?
Sire?
I wish to set my sundial. Go and find out what the time is.
I'll go to Big Ben immediately, sire. Eight, sire.
Is that accurate?
It was accurate at the time, sire.
Yes, well, that's not much use to me now, is it?
I suppose not.
Go back and find out what time it is now.
Right away, sire.
I'm bored of this tune. Do you know Wannabe by the Spice Girls?
I'll give it a go. But my favourite forms of communication are mobile phones, because they make you look important. It's always been an ambition of mine to talk very loudly with a mobile phone in public. So imagine my delight when my dream came true just before I met Emma at June's Pantry.
Yeah, yeah. We'll have to cancel the Hong Kong deal, I'm afraid. Tell them 50,000 or we close the deal.
Could you keep it down a bit? You know, I am important.
Can we borrow your phone?
No, get your own.
Well, sack up.
But please, this man's choking to death. We need to call an ambulance.
Oh, it's a fake.
Oh, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Mwah.
Oh, thanks ever so much for meeting up with me. It's been preying on my mind all week, and I had to speak to someone before I go completely doolally.
You seemed a bit distressed on the phone.
Yeah, sorry about that. I thought you were my ex-boyfriend. Still, you'll do, I suppose.
Come on, then. Spit it out.
Well, Mr. Dry, have I got news for you. I tell you, this one's going to blow your mind.
Milk?
Please.
Why? What's happened?
Guess.
You're a lesbian.
Shh. No.
You getting a divorce?
Well...
You've got syphilis!
Shh! I can hear you!
No one's listening. They're all engrossed in conversations of their own.
Well, I found out last week that I'm pregnant again. Thank you. Thank you. The problem is, Hank and I are going through such a rocky patch and, well, I went to the clinic on Thursday and they said that, you know, that I couldn't see somebody straight away.
People often take me into their confidence because they think I'm a good listener. But I'm not a good listener. I've just got nothing to say.
40 minutes I was waiting in that reception. I was supposed to be seeing the gynaecologist at 2:30, but do you know what time he turned up? 3:10. So I said...
Look at her mouth, wagging up and down. Yap, 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 yap.
It's not good enough. So I went up to the receptionist and I said, when I say 2:30, I mean 2:30. You know, I do have my self-respect.
Shut up.
So once I found out that the test was positive, the first thing on my mind was, well, you know, do I keep it? Because a friend of mine had a similar experience and she...
I wonder who'd win in a fight between a crocodile and a shark.
I mean, the thing is, we've only got one baby.
I reckon I could stuff 9 Mars bars into my mouth.
I've spoken to Hank's parents. You know, they've been very supportive.
What's on TV tonight? Damn! Faulty Towers is on. Forgot to set the video.
Don't mention the war.
Classic.
Once, they found us rolling around on the carpet having passionate sex wearing nipple clamps.
Sorry? What was that you were just saying?
I just told you.
I know, I didn't think I was going to be interested, so I didn't bother listening until I heard that last bit. Could you start again?
Well, I said I had an appointment at the clinic, you know, at 2:30, but he didn't turn up till 3:10, so I said...
No, I'm sorry, I'm just not interested in this subject. You're going to have to stop, I'm afraid. My mum often accuses me of not listening. But usually, it's not that I'm not listening, it's just that she's terrible at expressing herself. She sometimes starts a conversation halfway through, having conducted the first half of it in the privacy of her own head, and then expects you to understand.
So, where shall we put her, then?
Now, I don't know what you're talking about, do I?
Granny.
Granny?
Hmm.
Granny's dead.
She's been lying behind the sofa for the last 6 years.
What?
Shall we hang her in the dining room?
Can we start this conversation again?
Oh, I do wish you'd listen. The picture of Granny.
Oh, the picture! Well, you didn't say that, did you?
Well, obviously the picture.
Obviously. Other times, it's not that I'm not listening. It's just that I can't hear. Especially if there's background noise. When Emma drove me back home, she spoke so incoherently I could barely catch a word she said. Sorry? Sexual frustration? Hang on. Now, one more time.
I said I ASL off and off actual us station.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said. I find the best bet is just to make general agreement noises and hope for the best. Like this.
Yeah. Right.
You just have to keep your fingers crossed that it didn't require a specific response.
What time is it?
Yeah.
Sorry, what did you say? I got back home to find Mum in the middle of a rather embarrassing phone conversation.
Yes.
Only me!
And I hate the thought of him running round the neighbourhood, putting it around, sniffing people's crotches. It's disgusting.
Mum, I told you that in confidence.
And he smells so awful. We're going to have to put his basket out.
Not the basket. Anything but the basket.
Frankly, I think we're going to have him done. Thursday? That'll be fine. Thank you. The vet's coming on Thursday.
Oh, you're talking about the dog. Oh, thank the Lord.
Angus, we don't have a dog.
Frankly, I was getting a bit edgy. Spielberg still hadn't returned my calls. Get me Spielberg. Angus Dry. I know, but I just nipped out. I think he might have just missed me. Right. Well, tell him if he doesn't get back to me by tea time, I'll take it to Disney! But then I thought, confound it. Actually, I thought of something far more rude, but I don't think I can say sod it on Radio 4. I thought, if my career won't give a damn for me, then I won't give a damn for it. So I decided to put my career on ice. That's a phrase we use in the biz. That's another phrase. And concentrate on something that would yield a far greater reward. Women. They say the best way to judge what a woman's going to look like in 20 years' time is to look at her mother. So I was delighted to have the opportunity to put this theory to the test when Emma invited me round to her parents' house for a meal. So I worked it out. If you put together all the orgasms that someone has in a life, I reckon it comes to about 12 and a half hours.
Angus, help yourself to another potato.
Ooh, lovely.
Where's that mother of yours got to? Rose? Here comes the beauty queen.
Oh, piggy neck. Someone give us a shove through this door.
Yes, could you just give us a
hand? Oh, not at all, not at all. Give us a shove through Very, very pleased to meet you, Mrs. McDonald.
Do you hear that? Very pleased to meet you, Mrs. McDonald. La-di-da, Mr. Purdy Snodgrass.
Well, where's Mrs. McDonald going to sit?
It's all right. Mrs. McDonald prefers to eat off the floor. did you get here all right?
Yes, I took the A32174, then followed signs to...
Emma, how many times have I told you not to feed your mother at the table?
Oh, but she's hungry.
Yes, it's a lovely part of the country.
country, isn't it?
Yes, yes, we rather like it here. Emma, love, can you open a window somewhere? Have you seen the rose gardens yet?
Oh, no, I must make an effort to...
Yeah, it's all right. If you just leave that potato, I'll get you another one.
Excuse me.
Yeah, well, shall we move on to dessert?
Sorry about that.
Emma, if you'd like to serve Angus some crumble and custard.
Now, etiquette. Should I use the fork or the spoon?
Use the fork.
Ben, I thought Emma's mum was a bit of all right, actually. But how could I be sure that Emma would be as stunning as her mother in 20 years' time? I could barely wait to get back home and see if Spielberg had accepted my screenplay. Wow! 7 messages!
Hello, this is Jane Kennedy from Steven Spielberg's office. Could you call us, please? Thank you.
Hello?
Hello, this is Jane Kennedy again from Steven Spielberg's office. Steven would like you to call him urgently. Thank you.
Gosh.
Hi, Steven here. Hey, we loved your screenplay. Would you be interested in discussing the possibility of turning it into a movie?
Yes!
Call me. Hey, where are you? Are Disney after you? Okay, here's the deal. $50,000 up front, plus royalties, a Porsche 911 convertible, and free use of my chalet in Gstaad.
Hi, this is Jane Kennedy again from Steven Spielberg's office. I believe we left a series of messages on your answer machine about a screenplay. Unfortunately, we mixed up your number with someone else's, so please forget everything we said. Your message is slightly different. We do not wish to turn your screenplay into a movie. Repeat, do not wish to turn your screenplay into a movie. Please do not call again. Thank you.
Hello? This is Husband's Harbour Benefit Office with a message for Angus Dry. We checked our records and you were right. You did indeed fill in a holiday form. Please accept our apologies and may I be the first to congratulate you on your continued unemployment with this office. Thank you.
Hello. It's Emma here with a message for Angus. Just to say thank you for tolerating me over the past few days and for being such a good friend. In fact, spending time with you has made me realise how much Hank means to me. Thank you for bringing us back together.
I stood silently in the empty room and contemplated what my life had become. Then, without ceremony or pomp, I walked into the kitchen, opened the drawer, and took out the kitchen knife. Then I punched the air in triumph.
Yes!
I'd actually managed to convince the DSS that they'd made a mistake, and this was surely cause for celebration. Oh, sure, I may have failed with Emma and Spielberg, but 1 out of 3 ain't bad. So I cut myself a piece of celebratory Madeira cake.
Hello, Genoa's Neutering Services.
Yes, of course. Come on in.
Dry Slope starred Nick Ball as Angus and Louisa Ricks as Mum, with Julie Gibbs, Robert Harley and Wayne Forrester. Dry Slopes was written by Nick Ball and the producer was Gareth Edwards.